How's it going?
Oh, you know.
I do know.
Oh, you know!
Because I just got to hang out with you.
You did. You got to hang out with me all day yesterday. What? Was it a weekend, you asked?
No, it was a Thursday.
Yesterday was a Thursday. And I even got to see you the day before that, which was a Wednesday.
That's like a record.
I know.
I think we're on a streak.
We are on a streak.
Damn!
Like, it didn't even take us an hour before recording to, like, catch up.
Yeah.
I mean, we still talk some shit for a solid 30 minutes.
At least.
Still.
But that's like nothing in our world. Usually it's, like, at least an hour.
Right? And even then, it's like, I mean,
we could start this.
We could just record tomorrow, right?
I have a lot more to say. I could fill up 4 hours here.
What's your goddamn, man?
My goddamn is... Yabish quit her job.
She quit her job! Whoa, 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 whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa!
Whoa, 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 whoa! It's to be a stay-at-home mom, so, like, I, you know...
Still have a job.
A whole-ass other job where I'm, like, taking care of the children that I have spawned and... I don't know, being an Uber driver to them and doing all that bullshit and going to their stupid school events and all that. And I'm so fucking excited.
Hell yeah.
I'm so excited to be doing some shit for me that I want to do for my life and my world and my family and just be fucking happy.
I fucking love it. I support it. And I'm so excited. I feel like you just blipped into my world because I've been on this leave of absence from work for like, I don't know, fucking 3 months now. Mm-hmm. And my 3 months has been total shit because there was stuff going on. But I feel like this first week has been a clear week and I'm getting on things and working on things. And then all of a sudden my bestie blipped in on a Wednesday just like, hey, girl, want to get lunch? And I'm like, fuck yes. I'm so excited right now.
Fuck yes.
Love this journey.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
It's time to do what we want to do because we want to fucking do it.
Goddamn right.
That's my goddamn also is
that I quit my job.
No, I still technically have a job. I just don't go to it. But I want to start doing shit that I want to do for me. Like, I want to fucking do it. So my biggest and latest plan is I want to put up a fucking garden bed in the front yard. And I want to urban homestead this bitch.
Hell
like,
yeah.
My TikTok is out of control with, like, canning and, like, full hippie mode. It's, like, just a bunch of moms getting fucking stoned in the backyard and then growing tomatoes on a trellis. And they're like, anyway, here's how you preserve the tomatoes and turn it into 75 cans of fucking spaghetti sauce. And I'm like, I want that.
I want to do that.
I want that life. Anyway, so my thing is that I'm really excited because I feel like this week is the first week that I'm, like, clear-minded and everything. I figured out all the materials I need and, like, measured out my wood for my garden boxes.
I have to come do it.
Because girls building a garden box on a slope, bitch. And my husband works full-time and the kids are all in sports and everything. So I'm doing this on my own. Like, I'm sure he'll pop in and help, but I'm, like, I'm not waiting for anybody. I'm tired of that life of, like... You know, I can only do it on the weekends, or let me get some help, or I need this tool, or I don't really know how to fucking drill into cement or whatever. And I'm like, fuck that. We got Google.
Yeah, we do.
And I can try, and it might take me 800 years because I'm a little weakling, but if I keep trying, someday I won't need somebody's help.
Gotta put your whole arm into it.
My whole body. Oh, my God. Drilling. I don't know why. Sideways drilling is hard for me.
Yeah, you know, it's because you're only using your arm muscles. You gotta get your body behind it.
I gotta, like, figure out that balance or some shit.
Yeah, you'll do just fucking fine.
I'm so excited, though. You have your chickens. Yep. I'm going to grow veggies and fruits and fucking herbs.
I love this.
I want to get to a point where I don't have to exist in this society if I do not want to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to need money. I'm trying to figure out finances so I could pay off a mortgage the fastest fucking way possible.
I love this.
I'd love to retire at, like, now.
Yeah, yeah.
And just be able to coast. Like, I don't need fancy things. I just want to exist because I've gotten to the point where, like, the fucking world, the government, corporate life, all of that just does not compute.
I'm like,
I don't want to give anybody any more money or my life because I don't get any benefit from it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was, like, yelling taxes, at Brandon about that yesterday or last night. I might have been a little blasted out of my mind.
But love it. Were you in space?
I was high up in space. And he was saying something, and then I just went on a fucking rant, and I was like, it's all fucking made up. Humans made this shit up. We are all living on this earth, and we decided that
we
this is...
picked
any other scenario.
We could have picked any way to live, anything to do, any whatever, and we chose money and taxes and a government.
I hate it.
It was
the government
wrong.
Doesn't listen.
We made a mistake, and we can fix that mistake, but nobody fucking does. And so I was literally yelling at him about it, and he was like, okay. Like, I just fucking asked if you want to get lunch tomorrow or whatever.
I'm so glad you're in my world, because last time you and Nora came over, and it was like a couple weeks ago, and we were just hanging out. You guys, I put up the fucking bat signal, and the two besties flew in like 5 minutes later. Like, we got you, girl. No fucking running away from this life. You have to stay here.
Yeah, you have to stay with us.
And I just remember thinking, like, there are so many things I want to talk to these fools about, but I feel like I'll sound crazy because I'm really mad at the government. I'm mad at everything. I'm mad at our life. And I don't know if it's because we live in San Diego or what, but I'm just fucking done with it.
Yeah.
And then you guys are making fun of me because I have a spider named Maxwell now, and I watch the birds and everything. And I was like, I'm really getting disconnected from society by being on this leave. Like, this is a little dangerous. But you guys are making fun of me in a cute way, obviously.
Yeah,
but I'm like, so excited you're here with me now.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I was making fun of you because I wanted to be you.
That's right. Damn it. You're going to fucking have Cheryl, the goddamn homing pigeon, come over and hang out in the front window.
So literally, if I continue watching TikTok and not having a job, right? I'm going to fucking have doves here.
Obviously.
In the next month or two, because I was like, that doesn't look that hard to build.
Can we share them? Like, they fly to me and then I tie a note to them and they fly to you?
I don't know if they'll fly that far. We'll have to find out how far they can fly. But also, like, if I brought you my pigeons, you could tie notes to them and they would fly to my house. And if you brought me your pigeons.
But what if we just share pigeons and they could decide which house they want to live at?
Well, then if you put a note on it, it'd be like, I'm not going that fucking far.
I know. Like, how would it know it's time to go to errands?
Oh, I got a note.
It'll show up eventually.
It probably would.
Hey, Henrietta, what's this thing on your foot? And then it'd be me. And it just says, like, sup. Gotcha.
Made you look.
Just a fucking middle finger.
Oh, middle finger from a bird.
I can't draw that.
Sure you can. It's easy. It just lumps one's bigger.
Oh, okay. There you go. I'm so excited for our adventures.
I am too.
Maybe the podcast will get better.
I'm hoping the podcast will get better. But I'll actually have time to like research and do all that kind of fun stuff now. I'm excited for this new chapter in my life.
Me too.
And your life, and hopefully you can continue not working so that I'll have a buddy.
Right? Again, when the kids are budgeting.
Yeah.
That's a lot to give up.
Yeah.
But we don't have to decide that today.
No. And also, I'm not advocating for all the people that want to work and do all that kind of stuff.
No,
and live that dream.
Go,
fucking
if you
live
love
your dream,
your
girl.
Job.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And I did like my job. I had a good, I had a good job that I liked, and it was nice and it was fun, and I knew all the people and I knew how to do it, and I did it well, and it was fine, and I was there for fucking 14 years. Yeah. But then it was literally like I hit a point where I was like, I don't know, my kids are getting bigger and they're not getting smaller.
And I want to be with them. That's what I hit too.
Yeah, and then, like I want to go. I want to go hang out with them.
And my job was turning to way more international hours and stuff, which like when I'm in the job, I'm like, absolutely, totally understandable. It makes sense. But then when I'm in my home life, I'm like, what is this bullshit?
Why am I doing that?
I want to do 9 to 5 and leave you guys.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I love you when I'm here. This is great. You're all a great team. Love it. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't want work to be my life.
Yeah.
I want to be with my kids. And maybe it's just our point in our life. But I'm so excited to like, you know, just
not
fucking
do
have
that
this
shit.
Time to figure out what the fuck.
Well, when I broke it down, too, I was like, I get 2 hours a day with my kids.
And
that's between.
And then you're depressed.
When I get home and when they go to bed.
And you have to do bedtime and you have to make dinner and
homework,
you have to go to sports
and
homework.
Yeah,
and
sports. God, it took fucking everything. And then it was just rushing them. And then I was grumpy. And then they were mad because I was grumpy. And I'm
just
like, get
your
fucking shoes on.
Every day.
You know?
I don't want that life. Some people love that life and I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so if you still, you know, want to be in corporate America and society and all that kind of stuff, I love that for you. But I'm so fucking excited to not be in it right now.
I just hope, and I hope more people make decisions. Like, if there's other people who are genuinely disgruntled, you know, with life, I hope people start making decisions because that's the only way anything's going to change.
Well, I also hope that they are in a position where they can.
That's why we're fucking growing urban gardens. Everybody start growing your urban garden and share with your neighbors.
Yeah.
And let's share. If you guys have any tips.
God, I got so many eggs.
I don't know how to grow anything. So if you guys got any tips, send them my way, okay?
Deal.
I did grow pumpkins and sunflowers before. And now I'm like, listen, I like cucumbers and pickles. So we're growing those, obviously.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Tomatoes, obviously. Mm-hmm. Watermelon. I don't know what I'm going to do when like 18 watermelon are ready at the same time, but I'm just going to go, who wants fucking watermelon?
Bring them here.
Yeah.
We'll eat them.
Anyway. You want to talk about murder?
Fuck yeah, I do.
All right.
Hit me with it.
Hit me with your best shot.
I was just going to sing it.
Here on 293. Ow. We're going to talk about Ricky Casso.
How are you now?
That's what it was last.
That's what I fucking said to you so many times.
And I was like, nope, not that.
That's not it. And then you were like, it's like a name. And so then I text you later that night and I said, Stuart. And you were like, nothing. Ghost. Fucking gone. Crickets.
I probably had no idea what you were texting me. And I was just like, that's cool.
I just text you all caps, Stuart.
I don't even remember.
Oh, you would 100% get it.
And then you were like, how do you spell it different.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know how to spell it. And then Brandon was like, why are you texting Stacey? Because we were watching some murder documentary. And I was like, I just thought of something. Like, don't worry about it. And he's like, does she already know who did it? And I was like, it's just a name. Like,
don't worry about it.
Yeah.
No, did not understand why you were texting me, Stuart. I was just like, ha, ha, ha. I was probably high.
No, you didn't, just crickets. You probably went, I don't get that.
Damn. You should have been like, bitch, reply. That's bitch, a solid Stuart. Reference.
No, I started watching the documentary and got distracted. And then I was like, that bitch never responded.
We were watching Letterkenny last night. Uh-huh. And then it was when they all greet each other. Could be anybody's fucking name.
How are you now?
Yeah, how are you now? Okay, let's talk about murder.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Ricky Casso. Here we go. I don't know why I keep doing that.
Ricky.
Okay, anyway, so we're going to talk about Ricky Casso.
Okay.
Okay, now Ricky was born March 1967.
Okay.
He was most likely a Pisces, but, you know, there's like 10 days after that they could have been not a Pisces, the Aries one.
Sky changes, guys.
Sky changes, but I didn't get the date that he was born.
Oh, son of a bitch.
So probably a Pisces, which means that he was smart, creative, and deeply intuitive, just so you know.
Obviously.
He was the oldest boy with three younger sisters.
Oh, goddamn. That's a lot to protect.
A lot to protect. And his dad was a high school history teacher / football coach at like...
So he was rough.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Yeah, he was kind of a
hard ass,
stern person. Yeah. And it was at like a private school, I think.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, exactly. Probably had a good football program, right? Guy was an asshole. I don't know that. But either way, I'm not sure what his mom did or if she stayed home or what the sitch there was.
Okay.
Okay. But they lived on Long Island in New York.
Okay.
Now, by the time he was in seventh grade, it's like 12-ish years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was 1979, and Ricky started experimenting with drugs.
Everybody was doing drugs in the 70s.
You know? This is late 70s, too.
Early 80s?
So he's like...
What are we doing?
He was doing mescaline.
Ooh.
Mescaline, which is a psychedelic.
Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. And the very first time that he tried it, he was in art class and he had drawn a dragon on the board. And then he like went and sat down and was fucking tripping balls,
like,
I guess.
That's a fucking sick ass dragon.
He was like, that dragon's moving.
Oh, shit.
And his friend was like,
Dude, in school,
I don't see what you're saying. Yeah, in school. I mean, all over the place. The guy was just like, fuck yeah, psychedelics. Yeah. Who knew this was a thing?
Yeah.
Doing it everywhere. And then in eighth grade, he got in trouble for stealing a high C from church.
Not a high C.
A high
I bet
C.
That shit was Ecto Cooler flavored.
Ooh, I'll bet it. Ecto Cooler? Is that the Ghostbusters version?
Yeah. Yeah. The old school high C.
Yeah. It could have been out then, I guess. It could have been. He was like, shit, I haven't tried the ectoplasm version. Either way, he stole from a church. He got in trouble for it. That's the first time he got in trouble,
oh,
right?
Oh, no. Not a high C.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't worth it.
Now, Ricky was like, these psychedelics
are fucking legit. Jesus will talk to you on the cross himself.
Mm-hmm. He's the bee's fucking knees. He loved the mescaline and the trip that came with it. And from there, he got pretty heavy into doing and dealing drugs.
Oh, he's like, shit, if I want to do them, I should sell them so then I could buy them.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to find out where this shit comes from.
Oh, is he going to cook it up? I've never heard of methylene or whatever.
Mescaline. I hadn't either. It just said it was a psychedelic.
Mm. I did recently.
They called it mesk a lot. M-E-S-C. Mesk. I don't know.
I did recently learn how to cook up DMT in your house, so.
Yeah. Don't say in my house. Because I did see that you said that to Brandon.
Or my house. I don't know. I evidently have all the ingredients, sans some random bark.
You know, the moment I heard that you sent that to Brandon, I was like, my story this week has a lot of acronyms, drugs with acronyms. Maybe let's step back from that. Wonder if he's going to cook up any DMT.
You know?
I told your husband, I was like, you're the only one who would be brave enough to cook this up with me, but I'm terrified to ever actually smoke homemade DMT.
Right?
He's like, I want to try it so bad, but same.
Yeah.
At least we have the link forever, you know?
Yeah, he's like, save that. Like, I've looked into it before. When I talked to him about it, I'm like, what the fuck, man?
All right.
Oh, God. Okay, so Ricky would, he'd smoke pot, he'd take mescaline, but he also started to dabble in LSD and PCP.
Okay, those acronyms I know.
Yeah. PCP, they call angel dust. Mm-hmm. They call it Dustin. He was Dustin all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But those are also psychedelics.
Right. I can't even imagine if he's doubling up on them.
Oh, girl. By the time Ricky was in high school, he was known as the Acid King because he had some fucking girl math worked out to where it was like he'd take like 10 hits in a night and he wouldn't even fucking die or nothing. He would do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He would do like, oh, if I take 3 at this time and then 3 more and 2 hours later and then 4 more 2.5 hours later. Like,
I could speak to Jesus himself.
And I'm not even going to overdose. Yeah. And everyone was
I'm
like,
I'm not even going to overdose. I'll get close, but I won't.
I'm going to touch death.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then everyone was like, wow, he is
and
a
he did
king.
That every day?
He was doing it a lot.
I can't even get high every day without being like, I think I just lost a week of my life.
I need a break.
Yeah, I need real air, like oxygen.
Right? I'm going to give my lungs a moment.
Yeah. My brain some time to reset.
Nope. He was going pretty ham into...
A psychedelic.
Into That's the psychedelics. Insane. Yeah.
That must be so fun.
For the first while, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Well, he started to consider himself like a black sheep of his family.
Sure, you're just spaced out all the time, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he started turning away from the church. You keep Uh-oh. Saying, oh, you're going to talk to Jesus himself.
He already did. He checked in.
This motherfucker, he did a full 180, and he's like, I'm going to talk to the devil.
Oh, no. Straighten some things out.
He's like, I got some things to say.
I have some concerns to address here.
I have some questions. What oh, the fuck, first
oh,
of all.
Good.
Yeah, and so he, solid 180 away from the church, he's like, we're going to get hard into Satanism and
oh, God.
All that kind of stuff, right? And oh, now this is like 1980.
Can't we keep it fun and like, you know, melting wallpaper?
Right.
Do we have to go to hell?
And dancing dragons on the fucking board?
Yeah.
Nope.
We have to journey to hell.
Nope. He was on the journey to hell. He, in fact, told some people at one point he was in the woods and he saw a tree grow out of the ground and start glowing and it was talking to him and it was Satan.
Oh, he's a tree.
He was then,
okay.
You know, in this one particular time, all I was thinking is like, is that the burning bush? Like, is that a similar...
You know, they do say that people who take DMT, I guess there's some experiment going on that people who take DMT regularly or whatever, mm-hmm. they figured out how to keep them in a prolonged state of fucking tripping, and they meet the same entities. What if that is the burning bush?
Could be the burning bush.
On fucking LSD.
Only it was the...
Glowing tree.
Glowing tree devil.
Yeah.
Was not Jesus himself. It was the other guy.
How much does one's personal religious belief, conviction impact your trip? You know?
Right. I don't know.
Probably
I guess
a lot.
We'll have to take it together and see. You'll be like, did you see the burning bush? It was Jesus. And I'll be like, I think it was my mom.
I'd be like, oh, she looked just like Jesus.
Same bush, long brown hair. I don't know. So he's talking to the devil on the regular, right?
Obviously.
And from then on, that's his personality.
Just talking to the devil?
Satanism, all of it. He was like, let's fucking get into it, you know? And this is the height of satanic panic, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking right when you said it.
Mm-hmm. So he attempted to join an organization at a high school. I'm not sure if it was at his high school.
They have organizations for this shit at high school?
Girl.
In the 70s, 80s?
It was called the Knights of the Black Circle.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And they held satanic ceremonies, apparently. I don't know if it was a school-sanctioned organization.
I can't imagine. I mean, it would be now.
It would be now.
But, like,
they'd
in
be
the
like,
80s, they'd be like,
have a Christian group and a Mormon group and not have a Satan
right.
group, you know?
And it's like the Satan group just plays chess on Wednesdays in the math teacher's classroom.
Yeah, like
during lunch.
With the girl who brought her cat in a bag.
Yeah.
But it's a black cat, so like that's their mascot.
Spooky.
Yeah. But they don't hurt him or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they just pet him.
Yeah, exactly. We're just here to get fucking our other senses filled. I just want to pet a cat. So his parents became pretty concerned with all of his drug use, right? They see the shift in him.
I was wondering what the fuck was going on when he was just tripping in, like, art class.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
The acid king.
Right? The acid king over here.
How do we not know how much acid our son has?
The parents are starting to figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, man, can you stop talking to the devil?
Oh, yeah, that too.
You know? Like, let's tone it down a little bit. And he was like, I disagree. So they said
I disagree. Politely decline your request for me to stop doing drugs under your roof.
He's actually my best friend now. I guess he would talk to his parents like normal. Like, it was totally normal. Like, I'm just going to go get a couple hits of mesc. I'll be back for dinner.
They have to be. Like, if he's tripping all the time, it's going to be very common knowledge.
Right? I don't know. And so I guess he would tell his mom that. I doubt he told his dad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those, like, the mom was like, what the fuck, man?
I'll cover for you, but can you do only one tab of acid tonight?
Right? Let's not be the acid king
for
tonight.
Dessert, yeah.
Again?
To, like, Prince.
For dinner? Your dad's going to be fucking pissed.
So mad. The spaghetti's moving.
So.
It's made of worms.
So they sent him to South Oaks Psychiatric Hospital.
Okay.
It was a psychiatric hospital and drug rehabilitation center.
Nice.
Formerly known as the Amityville Asylum.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Mentally ill from Amityville.
Mentally ill from Amityville.
Accidentally kill your family still. I will get that stuck in my head if we keep going.
Yeah, we gotta stop.
It'll repeat all night long. I'll be alone at 2 o'clock in the morning going to the bathroom being like, mentally ill from Amityville.
It's
like that one song that always gets stuck in my head.
It's a good one. So that was him. He was like,
so you're just saying it in the goddamn schoolyard.
Right.
Okay. So that was the asylum.
So that was the asylum. He was there and he was treated for his drug use. And when he convinced them that he would stop, he's like, yeah, my bad. Didn't know, you know.
Oopsie.
I won't talk to the Jesus or the devil, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see who comes through.
Yeah.
But he was like, I'll stop. Right.
Okay.
And they were like, he's fine. So
he's cured.
Released him.
Uh-huh.
He got out of rehab and he was like, that was a lie. I'm going right back to drugs.
For
right?
sure. Like, you just say whatever you got to say.
Yeah.
To get out of there.
And one of his friends even was talking to the press or someone after all of this. And they were like, yeah, he told me he just lied to them. Like, he's like, yeah, my bad.
You could do that.
I won't do that.
Every time I hear about somebody doing this, this is so not okay. But this is what my head thinks of. When I learned about the Holocaust when I was little and they were like rounding up Jews or whatever, I was like, why didn't they just lie?
Yeah. That's such like a...
But I'm not super religious, so...
Yeah.
I can't relate.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, rehab.
Yeah, like, okay, just I won't
lie.
Do that again.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do the song and dance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's the acid king, my friends.
Right?
Yeah.
He's not just going to stop being a king.
Yeah.
You have royalty. You have a crown, a
now
throne
you
to defend.
You worked so hard for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So he was like, anyway, bye. Thanks for that fucking little stint. I'm going to get right back to it.
Three hots and a cut.
Mm-hmm. And he and his friends would often hang out in cemeteries where they would do their acid and
so
trip.
So edgy.
So fucking edgy. And, you know, super satanic, right? Like,
the dead people.
Yeah. And
probably the most peaceful place you could be.
Right? Well, you know, that's if you, like, respect the dead and all that.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is a nice place versus, like...
Doing
we're here to see
acid.
Demons or whatever.
So, licking tabs off of gravestones.
I don't know how you do that.
Either.
On one of those hangouts, Ricky thought it would be a good idea to rob a grave. So apparently he did.
No! This is a terrible idea. I didn't think that's where this was going to go.
Well, that's all the information that I have on that. They were like, you know, and then he did that grave robbing. And I'm like, wait
a
minute.
Did he get in?
What? Right? Like, did he get in?
You have to... uncover the whole thing to open that
you can't
thing.
Just open part of it like a corner.
I guess
it's
you can do the
fucking
lid
covered in
like
dirt
the face part.
Yeah,
how
if you get through
grave?
The face part.
Yeah, that's a whole area too.
Yeah, it's and it's 6 feet down, or at least like 3 if you don't
what?
Count the fucking casket or whatever.
Do
you know,
do they not count the casket?
I don't know. Do you think it's 6 from the top or the bottom?
I have never considered that. Should I go measure my dad's?
Do you think you can get some sonar out there? It's about 3 feet down.
Should have paid attention when they lowered him in.
I know.
Like, that looks about 8 feet.
It's definitely an 8-foot hole if I've ever seen one.
Sir, is it 6 feet from the top of the casket?
Just asking.
Just need to know for when I'm coming to dig.
You know? Yeah. Well, apparently.
Did he get anything?
I don't know. They did not specify that he got anything, but it did say, like, oh, yeah, he robbed a grave. Like, weird. What does that
mean? Maybe it was, like, an above mausoleum thing.
Either that, or maybe it wasn't fully buried yet or something. Like, you know, when they put him in there and they're like,
just toss one shovel and they're like, ah, we'll get to this later. I got to go on break.
Yeah, like, we're going to get there tomorrow. But the ceremony, the funeral was held or whatever, and then they don't want to bring out a backhoe at night. I don't know how that works. I don't either. But I've seen graves, like open graves before, yeah, but never with a casket in it.
I never really paid attention to them burying them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they do. I think they end it and then they just, like you said, a backhoe.
Yeah, they fill it in after. So maybe it was like, we're going to fill it in the morning because this funeral ran late. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't like that have we're trying
to justify how the fuck he was able to do this.
Well, it's in my notes. It's like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's hard.
I put, maybe it wasn't fully buried yet.
I like how you knew I was going to question.
But the article gives the impression that, yes, he did rob a grave, and it gives no further information. Okay. So there is that. So sometime later, Ricky came down with pneumonia.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. And so his parents brought him to the hospital. And while there, they told the doctors of his daily use of hallucinogens, right? Mm-hmm. And that he had attempted suicide and was talking about Satan and violence. And they were like, and also the fucking grave robbing. Like, this is weird, right?
Right.
This kid has some psychological issues. And so they wanted him to be involuntarily committed.
Right.
But when the psychiatrists talked to Ricky, they found him to be antisocial, but neither psychotic nor violent or a danger to anyone, right?
Antisocial.
Yeah, they're like, I mean, he's fucking weird.
Oh my God, that's such like a broad term.
Right? I'm antisocial.
Yeah, like I don't want to be here.
So are my dogs. Yeah. Like, does that encompass everyone?
He's just antisocial, mm-hmm. But he's not a harm. But I'm guessing they were wrong.
They're going to be wrong. Yeah. Spoiler alert. So they were like, peace out. You got to take him with you. You know,
he this can't stay here. This one's yours still.
Yeah, this one's yours still. You can't just pawn him off. Like, right. This is going to be a hard one.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Parent it, right? Yeah. And then, according to a friend of Ricky's, when his dad brought him out of the hospital, I guess he dropped him off in front of, like, a market or something. Mm-hmm. And Ricky was like, hey, man, can I get a quarter? He wanted to get a bagel.
A quarter?
Yeah. It was the 80s.
I was like, is that one of them quarter machines where you get, like, a fucking...
Oh,
sticker or a tattoo.
Yeah, a tattoo. And you're like, I'm going to put it on my neck.
Ring that's a watch.
Yeah. No, but it was a bagel because it was the 80s and things were better then, I guess.
I missed that.
Mm-hmm. But his dad was like, no, fuck you.
You don't get a fucking quarter.
You don't get a fucking quarter. And so they argued and Ricky kicked his dad's Corvette.
Ooh.
And dented it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And so the dad was like,
fucking. Now you got to die.
Deuces, bitch. Left him there.
Oh, shit.
Came back some odd hours later, and he gave him $2.
Damn, that's so many bagels.
And he said, I never want to see you again. Stay away from the family. Fucking peace be with you.
Oh, he just leashed him out onto the streets.
Uh-huh. He's unleashed. Like, bye.
Oh, my God.
You're 17 now. You're an adult or whatever.
You can just do that?
You could in the 80s.
That's crazy.
Apparently.
And nobody would be mad at you.
And nobody would be mad. No. Yeah. And all of his friends were like, yeah, I ran away too. Like, they all fucking.
Like, I didn't want to be there either.
Yeah. They all did that. And I could see it. Like, if my dad was like, yeah, I ran away, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Makes sense. It checks out.
Yeah. I could see grandma and grandpa being okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God we don't have to feed that one anymore. You know? For I mean, he's talking to the devil.
That's exhausting.
You know?
Yeah.
Not under my roof.
I mean, he's okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going to go murder some people, that's all.
You know, not your kid. So, he's out of the family, right?
Mm-hmm. With his $2. The family inheritance.
With his $2. Yeah. Good luck.
That's almost a fucking full week of bagels.
Mm-hmm. At least. Yeah. Bagels, you could almost get 3 meals a day, right?
Almost.
So Ricky, for all intents and purposes, is now a runaway teen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's 1984, and Ricky is 17 years old.
Okay.
And he spends his time partying with his friends, couch surfing, and doing fucking hella drugs.
Yep.
One guy who knew him from partying said that he would sit there with, like, a spaced out look on his face. And then when he was high, he would just, like, sit there and laugh at you.
What the fuck? But I'd be like, you cannot sleep on my couch. You're freaking me out.
You may not stay here. Well, the kid said that he did it or he thinks that he did it, like, to freak you out, like, to make you think he's crazy, you know, and he'd talk all this about the devil. Yeah, and he'd play into it, and he had, like, crazy eyes. You'll see the picture of him. It's like, he looks like a crazy person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was kind of playing that up a lot.
Oh, God.
To his friends.
Why? Why not?
He's a 17-year-old kid who's into Satanism. I don't know. Yeah. Who just wants to be edgy and different.
Yeah. It's not a phase.
Yeah. And to have someone just staring at you and laughing is pretty unnerving.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I'd also not do that if I want to sleep on your couch.
True. True. But that's just a kid at a party, you know?
That's true.
So maybe he's staying at a couch. He's got a couch secured already. And he's already. Like, but fuck, like, this
I'm
kid.
Be weird I'm as fuck.
Freak him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at one such party, Ricky was hanging out with his friend Gary Lawyers, who was also 17 years old.
Okay.
Gary was a nicer kid.
Okay.
He wasn't really into doing bad stuff, but he would do bad stuff to keep up with his friends.
Yeah.
Kind of like he's the kid that would light fires or whatever. Like, yeah, it's cool. We're in the woods. Whatever. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
His nickname was Fuzzy Legs.
Weird.
Don't know why. I guess he had fuzzy legs. I'm guessing.
I feel like Gary's easier to say.
Honestly.
Hey, Fuzzy Legs.
Hey, Fuzzy Legs. Like, it's not a real good nickname, you know? So Gary would also steal money from his parents.
Ooh.
But he was known by, like, the local kids as a nice guy, right?
Okay, yeah.
And if he had something, like drugs or whatever, he would always share, give it out. He's like, fuck yeah, the more the merrier. Everybody's welcome. Like, he's just a good time, right?
Right.
So anyway, Gary and Ricky are at this party, mm-hmm. right? And they're doing all the drugs, and then Ricky fell asleep. And allegedly, when he was sleeping, Gary stole 10 bags of angel dust from Ricky's jacket.
Why he got 10 bags in his jacket?
Motherfucker's dealing.
Yeah, he is.
So he's 10 opportunities.
I guess.
That's what was in his pocket.
All right. Yeah, right?
And Ricky knew that it had been Gary who stole the drugs from him.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess wasn't out of character for Gary.
Okay.
Like, he didn't often think about consequences of stuff. So, like, stealing from his parents or...
It was more about, like, oh, I got the shit now. That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Less about, like, they're going to be mad at me.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, fuck yeah, that's a lot of angel dust. I'm going to go get really fucking high, right?
Oh, my God, by himself?
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. So...
You did say he shares.
He does share. So, Ricky confronted Gary a couple of days later.
Okay.
And Gary was like, my bad.
It's gone.
Here's 5 bags.
Yeah.
The other 5 are no longer in my possession.
Right.
Whether or not they've been ingested, I don't know. But he's like, I'm sorry. I'll give you $50 to pay you back for the 5 bags,
that's
right?
That's $10 a bag. How much were they actually going for?
I don't know how much they were actually going for,
right.
But that's like $150 in today's money.
Okay.
So seems a good amount.
Seems, yeah.
Yeah, for 5 hits of acid. I don't know. Or no, angel dust? Bags of angel dust?
I don't know.
They said high impact on them. So it's probably a good one. I don't know. I don't know. But he was like, my bad. You're right. You got me, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to pay him back, blah, blah, blah. So Ricky beat the shit out of him.
Okay.
He was like,
don't do that shit again.
Don't do that shit again. Like, you're my buddy. You're my friend. Don't fucking steal from me, bro.
Yeah.
Right? And then the next few times that Ricky saw Gary and Gary didn't have his money or whatever... Ooh. Ricky would beat the shit out of Gary.
Yeah. But Gary was like, is Ricky going to be there?
Yeah, basically. He was scared of him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to hang out with him anymore, right?
Yeah, well, don't steal a shit.
Until, finally, on June 16th, Ricky was like, okay, I forgive you.
Okay.
I want to be friends.
Yeah.
Please come hang out at my bonfire in the woods.
This feels like a trap.
It feels like a trap to anyone who grew up in the 90s. Who's like, do you just want to come to the woods really quick?
With
I already have a setup. Yeah, exactly. And so Gary was like, fuck yeah, glad that's over.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hang out, right? Uh-huh. He was even telling people, like, oh, I'm all paid up. Like,
oh, fucking, shit. I was severely mistaken.
I don't have to worry about Ricky anymore. Everything's good, right?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And so Ricky, Gary, and their 2 friends, Jimmy Troiano and Albert Quinones, went into the Aztequia Woods.
Already?
In Northport, Long Island, which I don't believe those woods exist anymore. I tried to find them, and it was like, here's a school. And I was
Maybe they leveled them.
They might have. I think they deforested a lot of stuff out there,
yeah.
But I don't know.
That's sad.
Either way.
Okay.
So Jimmy was a good friend of Ricky's, He had also dropped out of school, and he was a runaway kid. He's actually fresh off a stint in jail for doing some other bad shit, right?
Uh-huh.
He didn't have a job. He would hang out and do Angel Dust with Ricky all the time, right? Like, that was his
best kinda, buds.
Yeah, best buds, yeah. Ride or die. We're going to get fucking satanic dusty together, right?
Love it for them.
Love that for them. So they're out fucking around in the woods doing mescaline, and they start a fire. Or they're attempting to start a fire, but it's really wet out there. And so Gary took off his socks because he's like, I start fires all the time, right? So
without my socks?
Well, he took off his socks. He's like, let's fucking burn these. That'll start the fire. So he does that. Mm-hmm. And then Ricky was like, oh, well, why don't you throw your jacket in to help, like the fire or whatever.
It's so cold.
Yeah. And Gary was like, I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah.
I'll do the sleeves, though. So then he took off his jacket and Ricky cut off the sleeves and they threw the sleeves of his jacket in the fire, too.
Ooh, I bet it looked real cool.
He turned into a vest, you know? They did say it was a denim jacket, and I was like, does that really combust well? Like, is that good kindling?
Maybe.
Was it dry? Have you ever held on to a punk rocker's denim jacket?
They're like...
It's never been dry.
Dirty.
And they're gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
they're just, like, always kind of wet feeling.
They're always wet and heavy. Like, is it wet or is it just heavy?
This has, like, 18 years of skin cells in it.
And sweat? I don't know what it is. Like, it still has the salt. Maybe that's what makes it heavy. I don't know. He's like, it's time to get rid of these sleeves.
Okay. So he got rid of them?
He fucking lights them bitches up, right? And then Ricky suggested that they use Gary's hair in the fire.
What the fuck?
And Gary didn't like that. He was like, hey, man.
We got enough.
We got to draw a line somewhere, you know? Yeah. And so he said something back. He started pushing back or whatever. And then there was a scuffle.
Oh, no.
And during said scuffle, Ricky bit Gary on the neck.
Oh, my God.
And he stabbed him in the chest.
Ooh. Weird that you went for a bite.
I agree. But when you see his picture, you'll be like, okay. That actually makes sense.
Okay.
Now, we don't know exactly what happened. Because our two other witnesses, of course, are fucking high out of their minds, too.
Yeah.
But over the course of the next couple of hours, Ricky tortured Gary with the help of Jimmy and Albert.
Oh, my God. They helped?
Yes.
Oh, no. Drugs are bad, guys.
To be fair, I don't know if Jimmy and Albert knew what they were getting into.
When they went out there?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, was this, like, planned?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was more like a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Uh-huh.
They would later admit to helping to catch Gary when he would, like, almost get away.
Oh, my God.
And then holding him down, and Ricky would torture him.
Why would anybody do that, though? You know? Like, when you're older?
17.
Even school? Yeah. I
guess. Jimmy was 18.
That's crazy.
So there's that. But,
I guess
people
can influence you.
Yeah. And if everybody's afraid of Ricky because he's the fucking acid king or whatever, he's the guy that is getting all the drugs, so he's probably, like, the top dog guy, and if he wants to do something, everyone's just kind of like, I guess.
I
like,
know, that's scary.
Do you? So, Gary was stabbed between 17 and 36 times.
Jesus Christ.
He was burned, and he had his eyes gouged out.
Oh, my God, no. Why? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. Was he dead?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
At one point, Ricky was shouting at Gary, saying, say you love Satan.
Weird.
And Gary.
See, you could just lie.
Gary would respond with, no, I love my mom.
Aww. But also, if he's going to die and he really believes in Jesus and everything, you're not supposed to, like, you know.
Denounce him on your deathbed to save yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that breaks my fucking heart.
That's awful.
I cannot. I don't like that at all.
No. I mean, I'm really hung up about these eyes.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
These eyes are crying.
These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna find another one like that with you.
All right.
These eyes. Okay. So they dragged him away from their makeshift fire pit, and they covered his body in leaves, and they left it in the woods.
Why didn't they just, like, leave him in the fire pit?
Like, to burn? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I doubt it was even really a fire pit. I put
At
fire
point.
Pit. It was more like this is where the fire is, and they dragged him away from it.
Yeah, I probably would have put it out.
Yeah. There were also people that came out and said, like, I was trying to go with them to the woods or whatever, but I couldn't find them. Like, I heard the sounds, but it was really dark, and the moon wasn't out that night. And they didn't have, like, I guess, flashlights and shit. I don't know.
You gotta come prepared, my friends.
Yeah, they didn't. They were just a bunch of teenagers in the woods, and they're like, Gary? Ricky, yeah. Like, couldn't find him. And so then they, like, heard noises and then would leave because they're like, I just couldn't find him. So I went home to fucking trip by myself or whatever.
So somebody could have saved him?
Maybe. Yeah.
Damn.
So over the next couple of days, Ricky and the other boys talked to their friends about what happened.
Oh, good.
They're like, hey, remember all that
Gary?
Shit? You remember Gary? Yeah.
He's gone.
And if the kids didn't believe them, they'd bring them out to the woods and show them Gary's body.
What the fuck? This is like some Stand By Me shit. You want to see a dead body in the woods? Grab your stick.
Literally. Literally a Stand By Me situation. And then those kids would be like, hey, you want
to go? I know where
you
want to
see a dead body.
Nobody fucking said anything.
What
the fuck?
For 2 weeks until finally, like, a friend of a friend called it in anonymously, like, hey, it was a girl. And she's like, hey.
Of course it was a girl. We're the only sane ones in this world.
Fucking body out here.
Yeah.
Like, it's a kid.
He's starting to rot. Like, yes. What the fuck?
Literally a decomposing body. That's why they don't know how many times exactly he was stabbed.
Because oh
he was out there for summer? 2 weeks.
Oh, awful.
Mm-hmm.
How hot does New York get in the summer?
Probably really fucking hot.
Yeah, like humid? Is it a humid place?
Yeah, horribly humid. Yeah. Okay. So.
Only been there once in the winter, so I don't know. It's cold as shit in the winter.
It's true. I'll
tell you that much.
So Ricky and Jimmy were found the next morning sleeping in a car, and they were arrested.
Okay.
Ricky had a list of the dignitaries in hell in his pocket.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
I Googled it.
Okay.
Because I didn't know what that list was.
The circles of hell or something?
No, it's literally like a fucking LinkedIn for a company. Like, you got Satan at the top.
Oh.
And then.
Like an org chart.
Sure.
Organization chart. Like VP.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, you have Beelzebub or whatever.
Yeah.
He is the supreme chief of the Empire of Hell, founder of the Order of the Fly, obviously.
Order of the Fly?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Which is, I went into.
Insect.
A huge
fucking. Want to go like praying mantis or something?
I went into a huge rabbit hole. Because I did not know that hell was this organized.
I didn't either. I know nothing about Satanism.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Beelzebub created the Order of the Fly. The Order of the Fly is essentially like a court or a, like, you will tell me all the goings-on in hell and you'll report to me, like, as the chief fucking executive officer or whatever, CFO, CEO, whatever he is.
Why is it the fly?
I don't know.
My fucking dogs, guys. I'm really sorry. I don't know if there's anything we can do about it. You'll just hear them.
You'll just hear them. Of course, there's also Pan. He was the prince of Incubi. There's Lilith. She's the princess of Succubi. And then, obviously, there's Leonard, the great lord of Sabbath and knight of the fly.
Leonard.
The name was Leonard. That's a demon. Yeah. Leonard.
Leonard can't be a demon. What the fuck is this? Come on.
That's when I started, like, okay, hold on. Is there a flowchart?
Jericho.
Yeah.
Is there a flowchart?
And then you have fucking Gary, you know? Like, what do you mean? Leonard.
Oh
Leonard.
God.
He's probably the fucking worst one.
Really? What's he do?
I don't know. He was a knight of the fly. So
he probably
I'm assuming
does all the executing of what the fly requests.
Yeah, he's a badass or something.
Must be.
I went pretty far down this rabbit hole to try and figure out the fucking underworkings of hell. Did not know it was that intense.
My God, I'm going to need to talk to you when we get there.
Mm-hmm. To hell?
If we get
who
there.
Who do I report to?
I hear there's a Leonard here. Is that who I should sign up with?
Oh my God, Leonard, I've heard so much about you.
Tell me about this fly, you know? I'm not familiar.
Either way, right? 2 days after being arrested,
mm-hmm.
Ricky hanged himself in his jail cell.
He did? Did he do it successfully?
He did it successfully.
Oh, shit. He's like, I'm never going to get psychedelics ever again. I don't want to live this life anymore.
Well, and all of his cellmates were chanting, hang up, hang up.
Oh, that's mean.
It's gone fucked up.
So fucked up.
It's gone fucked up.
I didn't know. Is that what they chant when they want you to hang yourself?
Apparently.
Like, hang up? I'd be like, I don't have a fucking phone right now, guys. What are you talking about?
Okay. They're like, we meant the phone.
I don't really feel bad for him.
No, I don't feel bad for him either.
That's
pretty
fucked up.
You got pretty fucked up back there.
Yeah. I mean, you got, like, convicted killers telling you to kill yourself.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And then Albert was also found, and he was arrested. And he confessed everything.
Who the fuck's Albert? I'm sure you named him as one of the friends out in the woods, right?
Yeah. It was Jimmy and Albert. Jimmy, Albert, and Ricky. Ricky did the murder, and Jimmy and Albert were present and
holding Gary down.
Maybe helped / don't really admit to helping other than holding him down.
Okay.
But Albert was like, here's a fucking itemized list of everything that happened. I was tripping balls back here. Ricky.
There was some things going
bit
on.
Bit him for some reason. Like, Albert was the one that was like, this will happen.
Yeah.
So
Let me tell you what went down.
Yeah, he's like, I want immunity. And as soon as he was given immunity, he's like, here's everything that fucking happened.
Oh, shit. Smart.
And obviously, they granted him immunity. Well, not obviously, but they did grant him immunity.
All right. So he told him everything. I hope his side of the
story's right. Right?
God.
Jimmy originally signed a confession, but he later recanted it, claiming not guilty to the charges of second-degree murder. Okay. And
so Jimmy didn't do like a, hey, give me immunity and I'll tell you what happened.
Mm-mm.
But does his story match what Albert's saying?
I believe that it does.
Okay.
And I don't know if he was offered immunity or anything, because also you have one person who killed themselves, one person who's telling you the story, and everybody kind of wants someone to blame, you know? Someone to go to jail for the things.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they would have offered him immunity.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So he originally signed this confession, but then he was like, just kidding, I'm fucking not guilty. Second-degree murder. And like we were saying, this is the height of satanic panic. So the whole town is under the impression that this is like a ritualistic satanic sacrifice or some shit.
Oh, my God.
Because he's found with the list of the dignitaries in hell. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, he worshipped Satan. And
he didn't have sleeves on his jacket stolen from the church.
Oh, you know, no. That high C, that one time, you turned him right into the fucking devil.
Yeah.
So despite all of that, and probably because Ricky killed himself, Jimmy ended up being acquitted of the murder.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
That's it? So nobody?
Albert got immunity. Jimmy was found acquitted or whatever.
Yeah, got away.
And Ricky killed himself. So nobody is serving time for this murder.
That's kind of crazy. I feel like Jimmy and Albert should have had to have done like at least community service. Like,
right?
Yeah. Don't make this place so awful.
To end on like a little bit of a higher note, I just have more about Gary's personality.
Oh, good.
Or, like, you know, a couple anecdotes about him or one about him.
I love it.
And I didn't really know where to put it. But so here you go in here, right?
I love it.
Apparently, at one point, he had robbed a house and stole $4,000. Cash.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, especially in fucking 1980-something.
Dude, that was somebody's, like, life
savings. Yeah. Their entire life savings.
And he stole it.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
What did he do with it, you ask?
Angel dust.
No. He went and he was like, he saw two kids. He's like, hey, you kids. And they were like, what? And he's like, you want to buy a motorcycle? And they were like, fuck yeah. And he's like, all right. So when he took them to the store and he bought them motorcycles, he bought himself one motorcycle. I don't know if it meant dirt bike, but it said motorcycle. Apparently, $4,000 is enough to get you three motorcycles, have plenty of money left over.
Could you imagine if your kid showed up at home with a motorcycle and was just like some random guy bought it for me?
Yeah, this kid got it for me.
What would you do?
In the 80s, I'd be like, cool.
What would you do today?
Oh, I don't know.
I would be like, put it in the shed.
Yeah, I'd be like, put it in the garage for a couple months. We'll see if anybody comes looking for it.
Like, keep an eye out for any stolen motorcycles.
Yeah, right.
If so, I'd return it.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I'm not reaching out.
Right. But, like, we just got a motorcycle. I'd be like, all right, baby, what size is your head? Let's get you a helmet.
Yeah, seems pretty cool. I guess we're going to need a trailer. So he bought these motorcycles, and then he bought his girl, who had broken up with him, a gold chain, and he bought a fucking sick-ass tape deck, and he went to her house, and he's like, hey, baby, let's go. And she was like, I don't want to be with you. And he's like, but I bought you this gold chain. And she was like, I don't want to be with you. And he's like, but did you hear about the gold chain?
Do you see this? And also, you can wear my helmet.
Mm-hmm. Baby, I got a two-seater, right? And she was like, no. And so then he fucking destroyed the tape deck on her lawn or whatever. And it was like a $300 tape deck. Because he's mad. And he doesn't give a fuck, right?
Oh, my God. Boys are dumb.
So dumb. And then he went to the roller rink and he had $1,000 in cash still.
Jesus.
And he just fucking get into the air at the roller rink.
He's just having a blast.
Literally, my last bullet is, he sounds like a blast.
Like, if he's not tripping balls on PCP and trying to stab you. Like,
yeah. Well, this is Gary.
Oh!
This is all Gary. So this is like the, you know.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah.
This whole time I was thinking it was Ricky. Hey, he does sound like a blast.
He sounds like a good time.
Also, it makes sense why he stole so much now. Like, he was stealing $4,000.
He stole $4,000. And he's the guy that would share. Like, he.
Yeah.
At one point, someone said he had 25 hits of acid and just, like, gave it all away. And they're like, it's fucking 25 hits of acid. Like, who just gives that shit away? And Gary's like, I want my friends to trip with me, right?
Like, I don't want to do this alone.
Yeah.
Honestly, he stole $4,000. Like, me. Like, in high school and stuff, I remember being like, we got to have more booze. And everybody's like, well, I have enough for me. And I'm like, yeah, but like, what if people want more booze?
Yeah, but like, what about the rest of the party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be the only one wasted. Mm-hmm. And let's at least get a bottle of Southern Comfort.
That was him. He was like, I stole someone's life savings.
Yeah.
I want everyone to have a piece of it.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. But sounds also, like a blast. He's a legend. Like, that sounds like that's a fucking legend. Yeah. You know?
That legend got stabbed in the woods.
A legend got stabbed a lot of times in the woods.
By a man tripping on dust.
Which also goes to say, you know, don't steal from people.
And don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Well, don't steal people's drugs because they're really protective of it.
Yeah.
Certain drugs. Those aren't illegal drugs anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Damn it.
You know?
Well, goddamn.
Isn't that intense?
Go check out pictures of his crazy face on our social media.
He's got a crazy face.
We're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X. Our handle is at ISGDpodcast. You can email us at ISGDpodcast@gmail.com or snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California,
91979. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Go tell everybody about us, because now that Aaron doesn't work, maybe we will get bigger and do cool things. Like, my dream is that just, like, we come in every day and we record an episode and it takes, like, no effort for me. Like, I just have to be here and read bullet points.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and then I leave.
Yeah.
And then we have a podcast.
I love that.
Like, I want to be Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah, where you don't have to, like, research beforehand.
I can't imagine he preps at all.
No, he does, like, he a quick Google search,
so
right?
Many episodes. And he does, like, six-hour episodes. So, like...
Yeah. Yeah, they're, like, three-hour episodes. He's got to Google who they are. Like, oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I'm sure.
Science and stuff? I don't know.
Or there's, like, a debriefing in the morning. Like, hey, yeah. Here's this.
He we probably researched has a dude
for you're going to care about that. We went down a wormhole here. Here's the quick notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or there's whatever Jamie, his guy, is that's like, yeah. Now talk about this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I want that.
Someday. Can but I like reading happens? About it, too, and then telling you about it. People getting their eyes gouged out, so...
Oh, fuck yeah, me too. But, like, I want someone else to read it for me and do all that, and then I'll read it to you. Just maybe I have, like, a day it. Prep, you know?
Yeah.
Where I can add my own shit.
I feel ya.
I just want to do the least amount of work possible.
I feel ya. Anyway, you ready?
Yeah, bye, guys!
Bye!